Conference tournament season is here. We'll learn the NCAA tournament bracket on Sunday. And the GCU Lopes, the top seed in the WAC conference tournament, which is about to get underway. So they got to win two games to get to the big dance. And joining us now on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line, their head coach, Bryce Drew, our guest here on Bickley and Murata. Coach, thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, we had you on after you got the job at GCU, and we talked a lot about uncertainty and challenges and what was going to be a strange season. And I know you got a lot of work to do still, but looking back over year one for you at GCU, how strange, how difficult has it been?
It has definitely been the wackiest year that I can ever remember that I've ever been part of, just with the stoppages, not knowing if you're truly playing. Again, teams canceling their season. So, thank God we're able to get as many games in as we did and be able to be here at the conference tournament.
How were you able to piece together your recruiting the way you did, given the restrictions? I mean, that must have been a hard thing to pull together.
Especially hard because I hadn't been to the campus. You know, I was recruiting from a different state, just with all the COVID shutdowns and lockdowns that were going on. So, I was literally, recruiting student athletes to a place that I had never really been to.
That's great.
And so it was definitely challenging. But, the spring worked out really well for us. We brought in four players that we really like. Asbjorn Midgard, obviously, being the biggest piece of that. That's just been terrific for us all year.
Yeah, I was going to ask more about Midgard, but mostly, especially for you in the circumstance you just described, recruiting players to a place you had never been before, and being such a weird year, being so reliant on your senior class, Midgard, Laver, Dixon, and Freyer, how much of a luxury have those guys been for you as a first-year head coach?
Oh, it's been I'm very fortunate, very thankful, that you have experienced players. You know, it's hard enough taking a new job. It's hard enough having a pandemic. And then, if you have a young team, even make it more difficult. So having some guys who have been through, the conference before, some guys who have a lot of playing experience has really been helpful. And again, the previous staff, again, coached guys really well and got them ready. And then we had to add, Asbjorn, and he's really helped, I think, mesh everybody together.
Bryce Drew, the head coach of the GCU Lopes, our guest here on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. More on Asbjorn Midgard. I watched a lot of your games early in the season, and I marveled at this guy. I had not heard of him before, but he comes as a transfer. And one of the great stories, really, in college basketball. Newcomer of the year in the WAC. Can you tell us a good Asbjorn Midgard story, Coach?
he's such a joy to be around. When he came in the summer, we thought he was going to be, a good player for us. We didn't know how good. And after about the first 2 weeks of practice, everyone's eyes were just wide open, like wow, he is really good. And what we enjoyed was, on our first few scrimmages, there was a loose ball, and the ball was rolling across the floor. And all of a sudden, you got a 7'2" 270 guy go sprawling across the floor, full out, diving on the loose ball to get it. And pretty much at that moment, he set a tone for our whole team that we're going to play hard and we're going to compete and we're going to be tough. And even though he scored and rebounded and all that, the toughness he brings on plays like that has just been contagious for our whole team.
All right, the moment that is approaching for your basketball team has been a goal of GCU for many years. It was Dan Marley's mission for a while, and there were a lot of close calls. What does your experience tell you about managing the pressures and the desires and everything that comes with these moments that you're going to play now?
I've been fortunate. I've been in conference. One bid leagues, multi-bid leagues. So I've seen a plethora of different experiences, being the one seed, being a lower seed. And I think you hit a key word is pressure. If you feel that pressure and you play with that pressure, you're going to lose. You're not going to play up to your capabilities. And so, I think the biggest thing, we want to get through to our team is, we got to play. We got to play with freedom. And we got to go out and play, you know, as hard as we possibly can. You know, we can't control shot making and things like that, but, you know, our efforts, you know, we can control. And if you feel pressure, you're not going to play as hard as what you're capable of playing. I think that's what we felt last Friday. You know, we didn't come out and play as well last Friday night. And I think the guys felt a lot of weight on their shoulders. Big difference from Saturday where they didn't feel that weight. So hopefully we can use that experience and it'll help us this weekend.
Bryce Drew, the head coach of GCU, our guest here on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. The way the WAC tournament is set up, it gets underway today. There's only six teams in the field, some teams ineligible. You had a team in the conference that suspended their season. So the good news is you only have to win two games to win this thing. The bad news is you don't know who you're playing in the first round. You're either going to get Cal Baptist or Seattle. How much more of a challenge is that on a tight timetable to get ready for an unknown opponent, Coach?
You know, we'll prepare for both teams. You know, it will be tight, and the hard thing is, you know, when you're conference tournament, you know, getting gym time is harder, or space even with COVID, mm-hmm. to be able to really walk through and prepare how you want to prepare. And so, yeah, that's presenting some challenges for us. But as soon as we find out the opponent, we'll do the best that we can to be ready.
All right, and I know you're probably going to be reticent to do this, but if you get an NCAA tournament berth, it's going to be very, very bizarre. How deep in the woods have you gone with what it's going to be like if you get there?
You know, we haven't even gone there.
Okay.
We're only going to tomorrow night at 5 o'clock.
That makes
as
sense.
As far as this journey's going right now. and all eyes are focused on that game. And again, this time of year, if you don't play well, or if you play with that pressure, like you said, your season's going to be done. So, you know, we're just all planning and preparing for that 5 o'clock game.
I think that's the right way to go about it. But you can at least tell us, Coach, if you've shown your players
yeah.
your highlight from Valpo of beating Ole Miss in the tournament, just kind of to set the tone of what it's all about.
You had to, right?
Yeah. No, I don't know if you know, have kids or have a lot of friends in that generation, but they could really care less about watching a highlight of me.
Well, I can tell you this much, Rob Evans isn't watching it. Yeah. Right. But that was what, I mean, it's funny because that was a magical, magical moment, but you're absolutely right. Today's generation, you know, history started 15 minutes ago to them. You know what I mean?
How would you, I know you talked about it bouncing back. You had the back-to-backs last weekend, not so great in the first game, bounced back in the second game. But what do you think of your team's mindset going into this tournament?
You know, I loved where we were at Saturday. Thought we played one of our better games of the year. Played with a lot of emotion. Again, we really played together. We rebounded the basketball. So, you know, I definitely like where we were last Friday. It's been tough because, you know, we've had a 17-day layoff and a 19-day layoff, you know, pretty much since Christmas, you know, two different, almost three-week layoffs. And, man, it's been really hard. You know, you feel like you're in a rhythm and then all of a sudden you lose it. And, you know, hopefully we can carry that rhythm we had last weekend and be able to carry that into Friday night.
All right. I would take it then when you were doing recruiting without visiting GCU, you were probably sending clips, right, of the Havocs.
Correct.
Okay. When you look at this year in the big picture, has this been a big success for this program to navigate the things? Because you're going to get all that back at GCU, clearly, in the future.
You know, our school, I think, did a phenomenal job helping us, you know, be able to play the season and navigating through so many things that other schools maybe didn't navigate through as well. And so, you know, we're really thankful for, you know, our crowd. I think we had the best, you know, I think we have the best crowd non-COVID. We had the best crowd COVID in the country. And I think other teams were actually excited to come play at our place because they got to be in, you know, a true college atmosphere, you know, for the season. So yeah, it was tremendous to do all that. I can't wait. I'm still yet to see it when it's, you know, packed in there or when everything's full throttle. So I'm very impressed with what we've done during a COVID year. But, man, I can't wait to see those videos that I saw from the previous years, to see that in real life. You know, hopefully next year, you know, hopefully we'll be back to normal with all that next year.
Yeah, and it's right to feel that way. I mean, I've lived in this city for a long time, Coach, and I've seen a lot of sporting events, but the atmosphere there when that place is packed and rocking is unlike anything I've ever experienced in Phoenix, Arizona.
Man, I can't wait. So hopefully next year we're back to it.
Yeah, it's a true story. When Rick Pitino brought Louisville here, right? Yeah, when he came here,
Donovan Mitchell was on the team.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. He was trying to communicate to his team during a timeout, and his players couldn't hear him. sitting courtside I'm like, this is unlike anything I have ever witnessed. Craziness.
I think Donovan may have said it's the best thing he's ever been in.
Yeah. Well, Coach, thanks so much for joining us today. Best of luck this weekend, and hopefully you'll be finding out Sunday where you're playing in the big dance.
Hey, sounds great. And good talking to you guys again. Thanks for taking time for me.